situation of Noah and his family in the ark is a warning to us today that he's coming. It also picture of God's miraculous preservation of Israel during the awful time of the tribulation. Jesus also used Noah as being a picture of the church, which is rapture before the tribulation. Amen. So Matthew 24 is talking about the coming of Jesus. When I wrote my book, the Holy Spirit last said to the millennial age, the end of the beginning, I struggled with writing the ending of it because God, every time I thought I was through with the book, God said, you got to add something else. So I had to go back and get on my knees and say, God, what do you want me to add? And he went to Matthew 24. Matthew 24. So today we're going to talk about this in the next, Lord's willing, because this is going to tell us we can't look forward to tomorrow. We got to do this thing right now, amen? So here, if you could go right along with me, I'm not going to make it complicated because we need to get this. Hallelujah. It's okay to hoop, shout, and dance with the pretty hair. That's okay. I love that. But we need the word to understand where we are in a season. Amen. So here in verse 42, Jesus is telling his disciples, therefore, meaning, since we don't know when Jesus is coming, our duty, we are to wait. Why are we waiting on him? We are to wait and to keep watch and to be ready. That's what he's telling us to do. Now, the Lord's warning to us print out that the need to be prepared. You can watch, you can be ready, but if you don't know what you prepare for, you still watch it in vain. Amen? So you got to know why you need to be prepared. So it's telling you to watch for what Jesus is doing in this end time. Amen? Because judgment will come at a time we least expect it. And also the word watch means to be alert. Watch also implied that not only to believe that Jesus would come, but we are to desire that he would come. And also to be often thinking about it. Because see, the more you think about he's coming back, you won't be so quick to do things that are out of the ark of God. You're trying to stay in there because you want to be ready when he come back. Amen? And since watch means to be alert, Paul used the word alert in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 6, saying, therefore, if I'm going too fast, because I want you to get the scriptures and go and study them, y'all. Saying, therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. In other words, what Paul was saying, we are to watch against temptation, watch against laziness, watch against distraction. Because the enemy coming to distract us. He don't want us. He just want to get us off guard. But we are to watch for the Savior's return. See, if you keep watching for Jesus to come, you won't get lazy. You won't get distracted. And you won't go into temptation. Because distraction is going to come. But you have to know how to deal with distraction. The enemy don't know. He think when he come to you with distraction, he gonna turn up things or mess up things. But you got to let the devil know, you under my feet. And if I choose not to let you, if, Christ. In other words, when he come back, amen. What Peter was saying, to have our hope with a prepared mind and self-control and be holy. And if you do those three things, you're not going to fall into temptation. You're not going to be lazy. You're not going to get distraction. But if you do, you won't stay there. Amen. See, because that hope that you're holding on to is rooted in Jesus Christ. And if you're rooted in Jesus Christ, then your mind going to stay on him. Amen. And that's what keep you self-controlled and have you live a holy life. That way you're going to resist what the devil bring unto you. Amen. And look also the word therefore again in verse 42. Now this therefore connects Jesus to the day of Noah in verses 38 to 39. And that's why Jesus used the example of Noah and the people who live during the days of Noah to warn us today also that men would not know the day and would be unprepared even though they had enough time to get ready. Noah had enough time to get ready because he was preaching every day to them. Because, and that's why I say they was unprepared because they watched Noah there. They wasn't back nowhere else. They was right there in front of Noah. I'm just using my sanctified mind. I just believe they was right there. They was right there listening to Noah preach every day. But they choose not to listen. And so when the flood came, they didn't know what to do. Yes, they did. They bammed on their door. Can I get in? It's too late. You had a warning. All those years you was warned by Noah. But instead of that, what you did was you laughed. What we're doing today. We're enjoying ourselves and don't believe that God is on his way back. So this is just the way it will be when Christ comes. We ain't going to be prepared. We're going to keep working. We're going to keep doing whatever we're doing. We're going to keep on doing. Who in Christ is the ark? See, Christ was the ark of safety. And we can be delivered by that, okay? But if we're not under the ark, which is Jesus Christ, we're going to be lost. Amen? Now, the verb taken in Matthew 24, verse 41, refers to there will be two in the field. They specified two, like back then it says two in the field, talking about two men's in the field and two women's in the mill. But see, today, men's and women work everywhere. So whatever two where you're working in, say one going to be taken. And the other one going to be left. Amen. Now, the one that was taken, they was taken for judgment, just as it was in Noah's days. And the one that was left, they were to enter into the kingdom of God. Amen. Now, also in verse 43, Jesus used a picture of the burglar to warn that they will not know the hour of his return. That's why Jesus told a story about a good man of the house. If he had known the burglar was coming, he was going to get prepared to... Somebody said, look, you're going to get a break in tonight. That man going to be prepared. You hear me? So Jesus said, but see, when I come, ain't nobody going to prepare you then. If you
listening today to Joyful with Prophetess Barbara Herman of Providence Family Ministries, located at 1350 Enterprise Road here in Alexandria, Louisiana. Prophetess Herman has a new book called The Holy Spirit Last Sayings to This Millennial Age, The End of the Beginning. This book, along with other books written by Prophetess Herman, can be purchased at thebookpatch.com or at amazon.com. Prophetess Herman can be reached at 318-955-7054. After all, we still have joy.
K-A-Y-T, Alexandria, 88.1.
If you have Medicare, this important message is for you. Your information kit from Vantage Health Plan will show you how easy it is to have the freedom to live a healthy life. 855-LIKE-VHP to request this information. With Vantage, you'll have all your original Medicare benefits, plus coverage for your prescription drugs, dental, vision and hearing benefits, transportation to your doctor, and more. You'll get a flexible spending card to use at participating retailers with an allowance for over-the-counter items and eyewear. Dual Plus members also get groceries all in one simple Medicare Advantage plan. Your information kit is ready to be delivered to you, and there's no obligation for requesting this information. 855-LIKE-VHP now to get your information kit from Vantage Health Plan. Vantage Health Plan is an HMO with a Medicare contract. Enrollment Advantage depends on contract renewal. Not all benefits are available in every plan.
Kelly's Sitting Service is a personal care assistance agency. Kelly's assists with bathing, grooming, meal preparation, medication reminders, light housekeeping, laundry, and more. Kelly's has served all parishes of Region 6 for over 27 years. Kelly's is now providing services to our veterans in their homes. Locally owned and locally operated, with a desire to assist members of our community to remain in their homes for as long as possible. Thank you for giving Kelly's the opportunity to serve you with dignity, respect, and compassion, which has been our foundational qualities throughout our ministry. Kelly's is seeking attendants and caregivers with the same qualities of dignity, respect, and compassion that have sustained this agency. Again, thank you for 27 years of service to Central Louisiana. Kelly's is an equal opportunity employer. For more information, 318-793-8453 or 1-800-913-7784. The website is KellyServiceHouston.com. Kelly's Sitting Service is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.